Luke, another defeat, a narrow one in the end, but it was just too little too late, wasn't it?
Yeah, disappointing. I think it wasn't a great deal in the game, close game. You know, not loads of football played, but obviously we were desperate to you know, get the win or make sure we avoided defeat. And I think that second goal, especially in the manner we conceded it, was disappointing. And then, you know, before that, Anthony Barry's had a great effort from the edge of the box. I think the lads have said the keeper saved it. If it is, it's a great save. And then it's the post, doesn't fall to anyone. They clear it, and then we do get a goal in the last minute. You think, well, if we'd have defended the second goal better, then, you know, we're taking a point away. So yeah, it's disappointing.
Ultimately, it was that second goal that proved costly, wasn't it? Because you'd given Wimbledon a lot of problems in the second half and just got caught napping.
Yeah, I think we applied the pressure. We looked more of a threat than we did in the first half. Looked like we could, you know, nick a goal. But then obviously to get the sucker punch and the breakaway, and, you know, they just tried to clear it. Obviously it's, the lad's blocked it and he's gone through and stuck it away. So it is, you know, it is disappointing, and, you know, it's a really frustrated dressing room.
Are you just in one of those spells at the moment where things like that are happening to you and you're not benefiting from it at the other end?
I suppose, but then that's the easy way out, isn't it, to say, oh, things are going against us and it's just not our day. But, you know, it's two defeats on the bounce. It's not a major crisis. It's not the disappointing form we've had in the past. And, you know, you look at last season and we recovered from that. So, you know, the only bonus is we've got a game Tuesday and a good game at that against Bury, you know, a local derby. And, you know, it'd be a great, it's a great game for us to give a reaction from today and hopefully go and get the 3 points.
I know players are always their own harshest critics. I guess the manager doesn't have to say a lot to you after two defeats on the spin.
No, exactly. We know mistakes have been made and the goals we've conceded have been really disappointing goals. So we know, and, you know, everybody will be, you know, looking at himself and thinking on the bus on the way home, and, you know, be disappointed that we've not come away with anything. And everybody, you know, has got to be honest with themselves and think what they can do better and what they did wrong and how we can improve.
You mentioned the defensive side of things. Do you feel like you're creating as many chances as you have done this season at the moment?
It's a tough one. You know, the last two games have been away from home, and, you know, you come to two tough places in Tranmere and Wimbledon, and, you know, we didn't create, I suppose, a load of goal scoring chances today, but we've got in areas where we've not put the cross in, or we've delayed the shot, or had too many passes, and we've got in the final third quite a lot, and it's just that bit of end product and that decision making's not been right. And, you know, lads are desperate to get the name on the score sheet, and for whatever reason we're just struggling to pick up goals at the minute.
And I guess one positive, Adam Buxton not only back from injury but actually nicking a goal at the end.
Yeah, you know, he's followed it in. Carl's beat his man in the box, you know, fired it in low. I don't know if the keeper spilled it or defenders blocked it and he stabbed it in. And, you know, you'd like to think that could have been the equaliser or possibly a winner, but obviously wasn't meant to be.